Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The last thing they saw was someone they trusted. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
The death of Kim Porter, lobar pneumonia, 47 years old. You know how that happens commonly. Or not. The odds of dying of lobar pneumonia at 47 for an otherwise very healthy person, it's in the single digits of percentages. And you'd think, you know, if you have the money of Diddy backing you because he cares and loves about you and you're the mother of his children, you'd have pretty good health care, no matter what, very likely to pull through. But when you suddenly die and you also happen to have a great deal of knowledge about a man that's now under federal investigation for sex trafficking and many other charges, well, there may be a reason for you not to be on this planet any longer if the bad guy has his way. That's the story of Kim Porter and the allegations that Albie Shore is making against Diddy in the new Peacock documentary, Diddy, the Bad Boy, and taking a look at the life of the making of a bad boy. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. These are pretty strong allegations. We've had obviously horrible, horrible ones involving sexual issues and violence and coercion and kidnapping. But now, all the way to murder. Robin, what's your initial reactions to this?
Initial is just one more thing on the pile, because it really is a pile of a lot of allegations, a lot of data to sift through. And, you know, what the first thing that strikes me in all this is, and I was going through everything, looking at Diddy again today, because every week you got to do a Diddy update because there's so much content in this guy's life, is, and kind of like Lori Daybell Vallo, in the sense that there's a lot of death that surrounds him. There's a lot of people dying at ages that they don't typically die of, at and die from things they don't typically die of. Like you're just saying, the percentages of someone dying from that ailment is so low. But at the same time, though, the lifestyle that people are leading aren't healthy lifestyles either. So it's going to be really, really challenging for a prosecution to get the data they need and the evidence they need to go after a charge like that with this kind of time passing. Because remember, you know, we're getting life arcs of Diddy, which this documentary is given, which is not a good, healthy life arc. But you're also going to get life arcs of Kim Porter, which is also going to be a – we're seeing data points of unhealthy there. So was it caused by her? Was it caused by Diddy? So there, see what I mean? It gets very, very muddy. And if I was a prosecutor and an investigator, I'm going to go for – I mean, you want justice done for everyone on this, but I think there's, I think it's going to be part of the whole, but I don't think it's going to be the centerpiece yet. I still think that the trafficking and underage children and that aspect is going to stay front and center for now, just because I think there's more data on that.
For now, definitely. And obviously, there's no charges made on this. Al Bishore alluded to that they were there is some sort of legal proceedings going on behind the scenes. So I'm assuming maybe there is a possible suit that may be coming soon civilly against Diddy. I would venture to guess that if that does take place, the feds are probably going to be looking into that even further, if they're not already. I mean, there's been a lot of buzz about this being a very untimely death. And now everybody's had to take a look at the history of Diddy and all the interactions and everybody around him. I mean, what do you think, number one, do you think the feds are already beginning to investigate that as a possible suspicious death? And if they were, would they announce that to the public, or would they wait till they really have the super strong case to say, we're going to add this one in here, or we're even looking at this?
Yeah, announcements I always put over here, because who knows anyone's, you know, knowledge of when they're going to do announcements or not announcements. But, you know, doing my deep dive empathy here, putting myself in the place of the investigator and a prosecution, more on the investigator side, obviously, is I personally would have taken a look at this already. So what I would do is, you know, people are trying to prioritize and triage investigations. You have limited time, you have limited resources, and you have limited ability to do certain things. And so when all this first came in, as well as it's continually coming in, what I'm doing is I'm triaging, and I'm triaging according to what's my most likely path to success for a prosecution against someone who is being accused, you know, of a lot of different things. And so as an investigator, I would have taken I would have attempted to do a deep dive on all these things already. And I would have started pursuing and then doing focus of effort on areas that I thought we had more traction and a lot more data points / evidence to lead us down a path of success. So my conjecture is they've taken a look at this already, since it has been, I think, a little bit in the past as well. And now with more allegations, they might take it another second glance. But what they're going to do on a second glance, if they've already done a first glance, is there something new that is someone's bringing forward that I haven't looked at before? And I think that's the real question here. Is there more evidence, more hard, tangible, not hearsay, not a life arc that fits a pattern of behavior that he could have done this, but it's going to be more hard evidence that is something that we haven't had before. So I think that's the big question.
And in terms of hard evidence for something like this, other than like if you had some sort of digital footprint talking about this or planning this, her body is still in the ground. She was not cremated. She was buried several years back. I'm not in any way an expert, or I wouldn't even say super knowledgeable in toxicology or anything like that. But all these years later, do you think they could go back and take a look at anything with the body? And would they be able to tell anything if there was something more going on here than just low bar pneumonia, if there was some sort of a poisoning or something of that nature?
Boy, that's definitely a question for a forensic psychologist, a forensic pathologist, and boy, I've had him on other shows.
Yeah.
Maybe, but a lot of time has passed, and I would think that they'd have to, in order to have the ability to do that, I'd be really curious about what kind of authorities they'd need to do that, as well as potential family members and whether they consent to that. I'm not sure if that would play into it, because remember, we always got to have the mind of the victim in here as well, and those that are survivors. See, that's why this one's a hard press to get the evidence on, because it's hard to get something new that's not already been discovered before. And I agree the possibility of exhuming the body and examining for new things you didn't look for before, possibility. But with the amount of time that's passed, I mean, when was she buried?
I believe around 2018. Let me take it the time. Yeah, 2018 is when she passed.
Yeah, I think, I mean, there's a possibility. Again, boy, I'm not a chemist on this stuff. It'd be really hard. I'm hard pressed to answer that one. I think it'd be a stretch. Just my instinct is saying that would be a stretch, because there'd have to be something really, really, really compelling. Mm-hmm. To take an investigative team off of the focus of what I think they're focused on with him, which is, again, I think is trafficking, and all the financial stuff and children, take their focus off of that to focus it on here. It'll be interesting. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, it will be interesting no matter what to see what takes place here. It costs a lot of money to have a body exhumed. Sometimes in some civil cases, if the family condones it, yes, it happens. What if this does turn, in theory, to a federal investigation? If they start looking at murder as well, can a body, and maybe this is more of a legal question, but can a body be exhumed by order of a court, even if the family says, you know, we don't want that, but for the investigation of a potential murder, they need to? Do you know the answer to that?
I don't. Yeah. I think that's going to be, boy, I really think that'd be, I mean, if I guess, guessing from the kind of cases we've covered, I'm guessing that's going to be the judge's call on where he's going to, he or she is going to weigh in on that. Because again, I'd be hard pressed not to think that the family members or survivors would be able to weigh in on that. And then we don't know what they would think of that. I mean, presumably, I think they think that's a great idea. You know, if they were not fans of Diddy to begin with and do blame him for her death, you know, that they'd be all in. Maybe even being the proponents out front on it. So again, I think it's going to really come down to resources and what they think the success of getting something that's going to be helpful in a prosecution and adding that charge of murder to it. Because remember, you are to charge a murder to that, to him. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to have other tendrils going out on who's knowledgeable of that, what other charges, who's an accomplice, what was this conspiracy? I mean, so there's, man.
There's a lot of allegations that are made in this documentary alluding to murder or attempted murder on the part of Diddy. Even Al B. Shore, just, I believe, last year fell violently ill, kind of out of nowhere, almost putting him into hospice care, assuming he was going to die. Organ shutting down, and they didn't really have much of an explanation. It just kind of happened, and it just kind of happened around the time he started speaking out against Diddy, as others began to speak out against Diddy as well. Coincidence? I don't know. There's so much darkness that surrounds this. What are your thoughts on that? With even him falling into that camp now of mysterious illness, and that does happen in life, but I don't know.
In cases like this, I'm seeing a lot of smoke, aren't we? You know, and is that smoke fire? Anytime you start dealing with death, are we dealing with murder? Are we dealing with manslaughter? Are we dealing with extremely unhealthy lifestyles that people are dropping dead because of being stupid with what they're doing to their bodies and the life they're leading? Yes. I mean, all those things I think are at play, and that's why it gets very confusing as to what's what, especially when you have situations that you have periods of time that have lapsed, because remember, false memories start taking place, and you have people that are still living in fear of revealing things. You have people that are traumatized, and so they're going to have other psychological thoughts come into their mind. I mean, it's just really, it's a mess with this situation. It really is.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about.
it's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant.
But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection with Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide during their anniversary sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at OmahaSteaks.com today. They're America's original butcher, and only Omaha Steaks delivers a full lineup of extra-age steaks so tender, they're USDA certified tender. Their customer favorite filet mignon has even been elevated to USDA certified very tender. And that attention to quality doesn't just stop with steaks. We're talking beefy burgers, air-chilled chicken, premium pork, and so much more. And every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the anniversary sale at OmahaSteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com, code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.